Jesus is here with his heart exposed. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to convict hearts and sway doubters to the truth. Today, as in the day of the Pharisees, many are threatened by these messages because they do not wish to change their ways. They reject littleness, and their hearts are given over to trust of self instead of trust in me. I tell you in all truth, heaven has not made a mistake in the way these messages are coming into the world, in the messenger, or in the ministry that is growing up around these messages. Look into the heart of the message and see that it is all good and a guiding light into the divine will of my Father. Stop searching through false discernment what Satan convinces you is error. Look into your own hearts for pride and jealousy. Many choose the spotlight for themselves when it is not heaven's choice for them. Your hearts do not allow the seed of this message to fall upon fertile soil. It is being choked out by the weeds and rocks of self-love. I call each soul into childlike littleness, wherein humility and love can take root and flourish amidst the clamor of the world. Some already believe themselves to be saints, which is Satan's deceit, for every true saint believed everyone else more worthy and more humble than himself. Step into the light of truth. While you are busy scrutinizing every aspect of this messenger's life, from her baptism to the relationship she has with this bishop, you miss my call in the present moment, which is a loving relationship with God and neighbor. Look into the ways that you can be more holy. Be mindful of your own responsibilities to me and live the messages. Herein lies your judgment before my Sacred Heart, not the trumped-up errors and lies you fill your hearts with concerning this miraculous mission. You have a responsibility to accept the truth. You can either work for me in spreading these messages or work for Satan in undermining the messages and this profound spiritual journey. Solemnly, I tell you, there is no in-between. My brothers and sisters, open your hearts to love and unity, which bear the fruit of peace. Allow your hearts to be transformed by these messages of holy and divine love. Indeed, I invoke you, build the house of your spirituality upon the firm foundation of holy love, and do not allow Satan to sweep you away in the tide of doubts and falsehoods. My remnant faithful must be founded and grounded in holy and divine love, for this is my Father's precious divine will. My brothers and sisters, be wise as the wise virgins were, and keep the lampstands of your hearts filled with the oil of holy love, so that upon my return I will see and take you into my kingdom. Today, I'm blessing you with my blessing of divine love.